Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. And Kim, prices have been down. It sounds like there's a lot of different factors behind that.
Well, you've got the funds, you've got petroleum prices, you've got the economies in Europe and in Egypt, Eastern Asia that are deteriorating. You've got USDA released the WASDA report, they released the winter wheat seedings intentions and the stocks reports. So you've got quite a bit going on in the market. Probably the most talked about is the funds. They've been, for the most part, getting out of commodities, selling corn, beans, wheat, live cattle, feeder cattle, and you've got the oil prices, which I don't think indirectly have had much impact on the commodity prices, except psychologically as those prices gone down. I think the value of the dollars had some impact there. I think it's peaked out around 92, 93 on that index. And I think your oil prices have bottomed out around 49 or 50. And so I think we're looking at those other factors from here on out.
There's a lot to sort out. You mentioned oil prices, you mentioned the value of the dollar. How about that supply and demand report and also those planted acres? How's that playing in?
Well, I think the planted acres were important numbers there for the winter wheat. They were down 5% from last year for all wheat. Hard red winter wheat acreage was down 3% at 29.5 million acres. Oklahoma was down 4%. Kansas and Texas were both down 2%. I think those are some significant numbers and should support our prices. If you look at the WASDA report, we just talk about ending stocks. All wheat, they raised the ending stocks from 654 million bushels to 687. The good news, hard red winter wheat stocks were lowered from 253 million bushels to 227. The world wasn't changed. So I think that's, for the long term, positive for wheat prices. Corn, they lowered the corn ending stocks to 1.88 billion bushels, down from 2. I think that's positive for corn, but we still got excess corn. Soybeans, no change, and so those are kind of neutral, and we'll just have to see what happens in the long run there.
So Kim, at least there's a little bit of positive news, but prices are still down.
Yeah, if you look at wheat prices since mid-December, they've fallen $1.09. Corn prices are down about 30 cents over the last couple weeks. Soybean prices down 40 cents. You've had the funds moving out of all the commodities. Live cattle are down $15 and feeder cattle down 25. And it's just the funds right now, I think, are driving the market, or have been over the last couple weeks.
You mentioned the funds. What else is kind of driving the market moving forward, looking at the next few weeks?
Well, I think it's funds and exports. If we can get some export demand with the economies, they're not buying U.S. wheat. It's overpriced for the world market. And I think with the lower economic conditions in the importing markets, they're buying French wheat. You know, we've talked about that months ago, that France has plenty of wheat to export, but it's very poor quality. And I think what they're doing is they're able to buy that lower priced French wheat, even though the quality's not there. That's what they can afford to buy right now. And I think that's impacting our prices.
And finally today, what are your thoughts on harvest delivery prices?
Well, if you look at what's being offered right now in forward contract for wheat, it's about $5.60. That's using a negative 25 basis off that July contract. Corn's using a negative 35 basis for most of Oklahoma. That's 375. If you're going to the panhandle, you can use a positive 15 cent basis there. Soybeans around $9 using a 90 cent under basis, and canola around $6.50 a bushel there.
Okay, Kim Anderson, great report this week. We'll see you next week.